بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأولين والآخرين سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Welcome back to our explanation of the book العلم الهيب في شرح الكلم الطيب. We reach now the seventh hadith. قال وفيهما وفي what he means by وفيهما Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. So the seventh hadith is related by al-Bukhari and Muslim, just like the sixth hadith. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Again, from Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, qala. This is such a cool hadith, man. It's such a beautiful, beautiful hadith that every one of us can do. And that's that. Remember that narration of the guy who said, Inna shara'i al-Islam yaqad kathurat. You know, like, there's so many things to do now. O Messenger of Allah, I can't do it, so direct me to something that I can do, that I can, you know, succeed. لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله. Keep your tongue moist and busy with Allah's remembrance. All of us can do this. And that's why in the earlier hadith, the Prophet said, من قال لا إله إلا الله. من قال, يعني whoever says it. The rich, the poor, the scholar, the non-scholar, the layman, the sinner, the saint. من قال لا إله إلا الله. So the Prophet uses the opportunity to expand dhikr and reduce the social stratification of Medina and create this equality amongst people rooted in faith and practice. قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is the second type of super sahih hadith. The first is sami'tu, I heard the Messenger of Allah. The second is qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it means I'm not quoting him verbatim. I'm not quoting him verbatim. We'll talk about this inshallah in the science of hadith. Riwayat bi lafz wa riwayat bi ma'na, the narration which is the exact words of Sayyidina Muhammad when they say sami'tu Rasulullah, and the narration which is a paraphrasing of what the Prophet said. And that's when they say qala rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kalimatani khafifatan. The Prophet says two light words, khafifa, super light, ala lisan, yani easy on the tongue. Two statements, kalimatan means two statements, right? Easy on the tongue, thaqilatan fil mizan, heavy in the scales. One of the things that we talk about in essentials of Islamic faith, Sheikh Ahmed Dardir says, Wabil Mizan. One of the things we believe in, a foundational belief in our aqidah, is the scales. Imam Al-Qadi Abu Bakr ibn Al-Arabi said, of course, they're not like physical scales like you and I know, but there's something that will measure our actions in the hereafter. May Allah make it easy for us. Thaqilatan fil mizan, meaning that it will be heavy in your scale of good deeds. Habibatan ila Rahman, both which are beloved to the most merciful God, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, I talked about this before in the first hadith. Ala ukhbirukum bi khayri a'malikum wa azkaha. And should I not direct you to those, the best deeds you can do, and the thing that will purify your heart more than anything else, وَأَرْفَعُهَا, and will raise you in greater stations, and, right? Keeps happening, called تَشْوِقِ السَّامِعِ. The Prophet delays the predicate that's happening here. كَلِمَتَان خَفِيفَتَان عَلَى اللِّسَانِ ثَقِيلَةً فِي الْمِيزَانِ Habibatan ila Rahman. And you notice something? I talked about this in the last hadith. He doesn't say kalimatan khafifatan ala lisan wa thaqila. He just says thaqila. He doesn't say wa. Right? He goes into a run-on sentence to grab the attention of the listener. The Prophet as a teacher is a work of art. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So kalimatan khafifatan ala lisan. ثَقِيلَةً فِي الْمِيزَانِ حَبِيبَةً إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ. So that the listener is like, what are they? What are those two words? The build-up. صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, سبحان الله, وبحمدي, meaning glory be to Allah and all praise be to Allah. The word subhanallah is from the word sabaha. Sabaha means to swim. Sibaha is swimming. Sabahtu fil bahri, I swam in the sea. What's the relationship between swimming and transcendence? You know, subhanAllah, the Arabs, Imam Zamakhshari in his book Asas al-Balagha, it's an entire dictionary of the literal and the figurative meanings of words. So subhanAllah is from a word which means to swim, because the Arabs, they were frightened of swimming. And in their time, they theorized that when you fell in water and you moved in the water, you were attempting to grab onto something material to save your life. What's the relationship between that and us saying subhanallah is that whenever the mind tries to grab an image of the material and associate that with the one true God, it's impossible. So the mind is swimming in the awe of Allah. Subhanallah. So when we're overcome by awe, we're overcome by something incredible. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Wa bihamdihi. We're going to talk about alhamd in Surah Al-Fatiha. Subhanallah. He doesn't say wa. He says Subhanallah al-Azim. Transcendent and glorified is Allah al-Azim. We're going to also talk about al-Azim insha'Allah ta'ala in the future. So alhamdulillah, now we finished the seventh hadith from the collection of this book, Al-Alam Al-Hayyab, Fi Sharh Kalam Al-Tayyib, Kalim Al-Tayyib, inshaAllah. We'll continue in the future. But now you should try to memorize these things that we've taken. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahu mulku wa lahu alhamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. They're very easy, inshaAllah. And if you memorize them, hit me up and I'll be glad to listen to you. Barakallahu feekum, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.